get it. Leave it on the bayou.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Here is your Bible Jeopardy question. The category is geography. You must answer in the form of a question. All right?
All right.
All right. Here's the question. Where was the land located that God had promised to the children of Israel? Is it in the land of Moab? Is it south of the Dead Sea? Is it over the River Jordan to the west? Or is it in Upper Galilee?
Is it in the land of Moab?
You have to answer it in question form. Like, what is the land of Moab?
What is the land of Moab?
That's still not right anyway. But you did try, and that's the good news, okay?
All right.
The correct answer is over the River Jordan to the west. Go to Deuteronomy 3 and 20 to find that answer.
All right.
Okay?
All right. All right.
All right, thank you for playing, Joseph.
All right.
Okay, my friend. Now, you got to admit, he did give it a good try. He really did give it a good try. Amen. All right. Let's get to today's birthdays. The time is running short. Happy birthday wishes going out to the wonderful people who celebrate October the 7th as their birthday. And here they are in all of their splendor. Here we go. Happy birthday wishes are going out to Miss Deborah Madison, who celebrates this Monday morning as her birthday. Happy birthday to you. It's a happy 37th birthday for Shaquanda Hayward. She's celebrating today. Happy birthday to you. Karen Miles is on the birthday list today. Happy birthday to you, Karen. It's a happy 55th birthday. Regina Brown is celebrating today. We want to wish you a happy birthday. Regina Brown is also known as Regina Nash, I'm sure, so she's celebrating her birthday. Kurt Mason's on the birthday list, too. He's 50 years young today. Happy birthday to you, Kurt. Miss Brianna Dearborn is celebrating her 28th birthday today. Happy birthday to you. Marquita Danielle Johnson's on the birthday list Monday morning celebrating. That's pretty cool. Happy birthday to you, Marquita. Rita Anita is on the birthday list. Happy birthday to you, Rita. It's Stormy Patiently Waiting's birthday today. We want to wish her a very happy birthday. Candace J. Allen's on the birthday list, raising money for Autism Speaks this morning. Happy birthday to you, Candace. And Lori Washington is on the birthday list. Let's take time to say happy birthday to Lori Washington. Also, Harold Riley. Hey, Harold! It's your birthday from Tanya Riley, appeared at the radio station and the boys. Harold Riley celebrating his birthday today along with all the wonderful birthday people. Happy birthday to each one as we sing that wonderful birthday song to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. To you, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from the Wade Hampton Show.
And of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, maybe some cash. Let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this their birthday. Let's talk about having Christ-like character. Something that really impacted me, I want to read it to you, from David Jeremiah, Dr. David Jeremiah, that is. He's written a book called Everything You Need. He talks about a guy named Nate. Nate came home one day to discover someone had broken into his house. But this wasn't a routine break-in, no routine burglary, because nothing was missing. Instead, the intruder that broke into his house cleaned his house from top to bottom. Spick and span, you might say. The rugs were vacuumed, the beds were made up, the bathroom scrubbed clean. Nate called the police, but the evidence of the break-in had been, well, for better lack of a better term, it had been swept away. You could call this a clean crime scene. And he wondered if a cleaning crew had come to his address by mistake. And if so, how did they get in? There was no real good explanation for what happened. It's a mystery as to how his house got clean. Now, you may be wondering how to get in touch with these people so they can break into your house, too. One of the wonderful surprises about committing your life to Christ is discovering his cleaning and cleansing power. Christ stands at the door of your heart and he knocks. When you open the door and invite him in, he comes in with a mop and a broom to clean you up. He knows how to clean house. In the Gospels, Jesus cleaned the temple. You can find that in John 2:13-17. And the Bible constantly speaks of his cleansing power and his ability to purify people. You see, Jesus is holy, pure, and sinless. And as you grow in him, he makes you increasingly like him. As you progress in your Christian journey, you'll develop an instinctive yearning for moral uprightness, for the need for your inner life to reflect God's cleanliness of spirit. To put it simply, we all need someone who can disinfect our hearts, clean our habits, vacuum our values, sweep the dirt out of our minds, and launder our motives, spruce up our attitudes, and tidy up our testimonies. Praise God. That blessed me. Hopefully, it blessed you too. Hey, that's it and that's all for this edition of the Wade Hampton Show. We're looking forward to seeing you again tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your broadcast day here on KAYT KQJO-FM, the station for every generation. The heart and soul of Central Louisiana is always imparting, reminding you there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. Remember, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
K-A-Y-T. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power. Beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T. FM.
Wade Hampton Show.
New music now.
If anybody asks what happened to me, just tell them I'm free.